Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Felix Macchioz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Boudreau steals second. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Boudreau moves to third. Ross moves to second. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Trosky moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-1 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards Wright. Wright settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wright. Felix Macioues is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioues is 0-for-1 in the game. Macioues takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Platt moves to third. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioues. Wells reaches second base with a double. Platt scores. Callaway moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh is walked intentionally. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Wells scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Black now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tresh scores. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to second. Joe Krakowsk is now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Joe Krakauskas. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 2 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wells moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Hayes reaches second base with a double. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case bunts for an out with unknown description. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 3 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Senter now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 3 in the game. Platt strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Tucker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Wright moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-4 in the game. Platt strikes out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Macioas takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Macioas moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Macioas moves to third. 2 outs. Dutch Meyer pinch hits for Pete Center. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Macioas scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Jack Conway. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.